inside the cold, calculating libertarian mind. In tests, libertarians displayed less emotion, empathy, and disgust than conservatives or liberals. Libertarians confirmed for autism. 1928 to 1990, USSR GDP as percentage of US GDP at purchasing power parity. In 1990, the USSR's GDP was 2.1 trillion, while the US's was 3 trillion. Obviously not. The USSR led in industrial and some scientific endeavors. Controlling Alaska and the islands would have given incredible operating ability to the Pacific Fleet. Purchasing power, planned economy. Most of these comparisons are apples to oranges. Isn't the second one that miserable road dirt in Russia that was established by the Soviet government? The most the Soviet Navy could have ever done was wage the so-called guerre de course type of war against U.S. military and commercial shipping. Early on, it attempted naval parity with the Western powers, but later on gave up this entirely, and instead relied on heavily fortified naval bases, though these were regularly penetrated by U.S. attack submarines during peacetime, and unconventional warfare to win. I could imagine some attacks on U.S. air and naval bases in Alaska and in the Pacific, but no occupations of territory. Too bad they sold Alaska for pennies. Group of black guys beat white guy into a coma for dating black woman. National media silent. I used to work as a bouncer. I can confirm black bitches love white guys, especially if you're tall and muscular. Black bitches will shamelessly approach you and are pretty blunt and upfront about what they want and wanting to fuck you. Nigger males are absolutely enraged. Same with bigger, loving white women. Except I had sex with three of them, and I didn't get any grief whatsoever. Nigger-loving white woman, rather. I rest my case. That is the lamest excuse ever. This is an anonymous image board, you tool. It's funny how this turns into a dick-measuring contest. I never understood why so many guys are focused on the other guy's dicks, and why they worry about what women think of them. I'm white and my dick is a bit below average. I fuck black chicks who wanted more, as in again, I never had a problem with my size. Google, self-driving car, unemployment? It's really a shame that white people are so good at creating things that we eventually destroy ourselves. Robots aren't produced by humans for paid for their labor. Robots just come into existence. How many people do you think need to be employed to create such a complex machine? Fuck you, leftist Luddites are so stupid.